Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, USD 383 Schools joining us here this morning. We got Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board President Carla Hagemeister. School Board has a 5 p.m. work session with the area legislators, and then 6:30 is their regular business meeting. And let's get on to some good news here. Carla has some information regarding donations and grants.
Absolutely. We're happy almost every meeting to be able to acknowledge and appreciate support that we receive from the community. And this week is no different than that. This week, we have a $500 cash donation from the Pilot Club of Manhattan to USD 383 for autism resources, a $12,600 grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families, a $1,000 cash donation from Wichita Community Foundation to Ogden Elementary for COVID-related needs, a $500 cash donation from the Manhattan Optimist Club to USD 383 for social worker needs for students, and then we have an $11,150 donation of Amazon gift cards in the amount of $50 each from an anonymous donor to teachers at our schools for classroom supplies for a total of $25,750. That last set of donations of those gift cards, I think, was a really fun surprise for our teachers, just from somebody anonymously wanting to support them and let them know that they have that community support. And I think that has been one of the really delightful things to see this semester is members of our community reaching out to show support for our teachers. I think that's been one of the things that has really helped sustain them through what has been a really hard time.
Yeah, well, that's great. Good to hear that donation coming through, and thank you to whoever that was. Hopefully they're listening, and, you know, good to hear the appreciation from the schools. What a wonderful gesture that was. As far as other announcements here that you want to push out here to students and their parents?
Just we certainly want to remind them. I don't know that anybody who is actually in school right now is going to not know these dates, but it's always helpful to remind folks that our winter break begins next Wednesday, the 23rd. And then we will come back to school on Tuesday, January 5th. We definitely during that time want to remind people to do everything they can to stay healthy and to keep those around them healthy. That we want that under normal circumstances, but this year, especially, during that holiday season, we really ask that people please remain vigilant, wear their masks, washing and sanitizing their hands, keeping hands away from your face, social distancing, avoiding large gatherings, cleaning surfaces, and staying home when you're sick or if you have cold or flu-like symptoms. Those are certainly things under normal circumstances we always say, but again, with our eyes on that ultimate goal of 5-day in-person instruction, those are really important features right now and important factors. And then I'd say the last thing that we want to make sure that folks do understand with that possible moving towards that 5-day a week instruction is that with that increased in-person instruction reward that we all want or that goal, there does come the need to prepare kind of mentally for the fact that it will quite possibly be more fluid than what we've had with hybrid. I think under that hybrid system, as challenging as it has been with quarantines, as challenging as they have been, it has still been relatively stable for our students and families. We've gotten into a schedule, we've gotten into a routine. This is going to change that. And especially whenever the transition does happen, those first few weeks, I would guess, especially are going to just have that bumpy adjustment period while people kind of figure out what the new normal is and know that we're just going to have some flexibility with each other and know that there might be some short-term changes that have to happen just depending on what the situation is within our schools and also within the community.
You know, it brings up an interesting point here, too. We haven't had to deal with it yet, but at some point we're going to have snow. And so what's the challenge then? You know, we get back, let's say, and we come back and do 5 day a week schooling, and then we have a blizzard. I mean, is there a contingency
plan? You're talking bad things, Brandon.
Sorry.
Bad things. Yeah, I mean, that's something we've kind of talked about too. I don't know if there's, we've talked about plans instead of snow days, having remote days. But right now, I think if we made the shift to get back to 5 days a week, I think we would treat snow days like normal snow days right now. And technically, we haven't used any this year either, and they're still built in our calendar.
Gotcha. Well, I think people will be happy to hear that because I know there's some districts that have considered just doing away with that altogether. So that's
good. Yeah, I think that's a little easier said than done. It sounds like a good thing, but when you put it into practice, there's some challenges, you know, with, you know, maybe they didn't take their tech home over every night. So you're not taking your stuff home every single night from the classroom. And yeah, there's a lot of other things with it too. And food service jumps into that, and food security, you know, making sure everybody has meals taken care of on a snow day is different. So
that brings up another point here. As far as during the holiday break, is there still access to lunches or anything over the break?
There's some access. Stephanie has a sign up for sign up over break. You can sign up for meals and pick them up down at the central kitchen.
Okay, very good.
If you go to the child nutrition page on the district webpage, there'll be information there.
Okay, good stuff. What else do we have on the regular business meeting here tonight, Eric?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we got other meetings, don't we?
And there's other stuff on the agenda, yeah.
Well, we've got several things for Oliver Brown. So, you know, purchasing the data cabling, the library shelving, materials, furniture for Oliver Brown. And when you're outfitting a brand new building that has absolutely nothing, it's a lot of stuff that you got to buy for it. We've also got a West Campus chiller contract coming up for testing the chiller to make sure no metal gets inside it. So that's something we do pretty much every year. So the contract for that. We've got a construction update. I'm happy to report since last time we were here, we have students at College Hill. You know, we have our early learning opened up there at College Hill. So we moved them from Trinity Presbyterian back to College Hill. And then the Eugene Field team will join them after break, and we'll start working on Eugene Field's project.
All right. Very good. There's something else I was going to ask you here. Oh, yeah. As far as the Oliver Brown Elementary is concerned, how soon will we know how soon do you plan to have a principal in place there? Will that be closer to the springtime or maybe toward the summer?
Well, my timeline's kind of getting pushed back with things, but we would hope to by the end of January.
Okay, good to know. And of course, the redistricting discussions will continue after the first of the year. That's going to be something to keep an eye on, in addition to everything else going on with the district. Yeah, you guys are busy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. We've still been working on that. Had extra meetings on how to address that too. So we should have some stuff coming back to the board pretty soon.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a rocky year, and boy, you guys deserve a break, and hopefully you get some time to relax here in the next couple of weeks. Thank you so much for all you guys do, and we look forward to the meeting tonight.
You too, Brandon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon.
You bet. Carla Hagemeister, Eric Reed joining us here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We're going to get some updates from the Manhattan MLK Committee up next on News Radio KMAN.